It's fun to be inquisitive. Be nosy. Stick to your passion. Find out more for yourself. Quest is fun. Join me, Tristan Pang, on a journey of inspiration. Welcome to Youth Voices.
Welcome everyone, welcome to my show. This is your host Tristan Pang on Planet FM 104.6, Youth Voices. Great to have your company here today. So today I have a very special guest. He is 16 years old, Lee Wong. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hello.
So you're in year 12 at Onehunga High School, right?
I am.
So school just started this week, right? How are you finding your first week back?
It's been really, really hot, you know. We don't have AC. It's been like, it's been a sauna in those classes.
In Auckland it's been like, 30s or something.
Yeah, honestly.
These couple of days.
It's terrible, yeah.
How about at home? Do you have AC there?
Yeah, thankfully I do.
How about when you're doing doing PE or playing sports like tennis? How have you been coping in the heat?
I've not been drinking as much water as I should be, but you know, I've lived in Saudi, so it's you know, it's not too bad. It's not too bad.
Remind me, I should drink some water as well.
Yeah, you should.
Keep hydrated. One funny thing is, I only met Lee at the swimming pool. So I met Lee about, how long was that? How long ago was that? About a
couple
of weeks.
I haven't known. I haven't known you for that long.
Yeah, but we're actually neighbors.
Yeah, that's the weird
thing. Lee lives literally next door, and that's quite weird. So
right across, literally, yeah. My house is right across from yours.
Less than 5 seconds walk away.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're both kind of quite interested in swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Myself, I've done some competitive swimming in the past. And yeah, I mainly swim for
fitness
now.
Oh, yeah.
How about you? You swimming for fitness, for fun?
Well, actually, when you saw me at the pool, I don't normally swim that much, but this summer I was talking to my friend Nathan, who's also our neighbor.
Yep.
And we're like, you know, I kind of want to get out there and exercise, partly because we have nothing to do over the summer, and it's good for you.
Swimming.
It's like they say, it's the least impact sport. So basically, you don't get injured. You don't. You know, it's not hurting your joints.
Yeah, definitely. Swimming is a great sport. And I guess the only thing about swimming is, like, there's not much socializing, right?
You know, you're in the water the whole time. You can't really talk to others.
Yeah, and it's not a team sport, so to speak. I guess you can do relays and that sort of stuff, but it's nothing. You can swim on your own, and that's a good thing as well, right? You don't have to rely on someone being there to swim. You can swim on your own, swim whenever you have time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, It's healthy for you. Have you seen professional swimmers? They're like buff and well proportioned. Like I guess it's the same for all athletes, but I feel like swimmers have that triangle body. You know?
Yeah. So how much do you normally swim, Lee, on a normal swimming session?
Well, before I met you, it was 10 laps, so I was trying to start a bit, like, I wasn't trying to push myself too much.
So that was 10 laps in a 25-meter pool, so, 10 days
like
and back?
Half a kilometer,
yep.
And then 20 laps, and then 30 laps, and then I think the most I've done now is 50. I'm pretty 50. Proud of...
I swim normally, nowadays, over 3 kilometers.
Yeah.
Over about an hour and a bit.
That's easy for you. Look, I went there. I've seen you swim at Mission Bay. You swam for like 2 hours straight. You swam 5 kilometers. What the heck? That's insane.
Yeah, I've done some ocean swimming over the summer and got sunburned really badly.
That was
tan lines.
Yeah, you know when you swim, you get some like interesting tan lines. Like, you know, your goggles. Yeah.
And Lee, I've heard you just learned how to do a tumble turn, a flip on the wall.
I relearned how to do a tumble turn. So I used to swim a lot, and I haven't swam for a few years, like that much. So I forgot how to do my tumble turn. But now I've after watching some YouTube videos, I know how to tumble turn.
That is great.
I'm really excited, actually.
What was your thought process when you do tumble turns now?
Well, I used to be really like frustrated, but now like every time I do it, I'm like, oh yeah.
That's great.
It's satisfying, and also really sort of painful because I don't breathe.
Well, it's probably a good idea not to breathe during your tumble turn. Well, I mean, you won't breathe.
Exactly. Before I learned how to do my tumble turn, I just like swim to one end, have a few breaths, and then swim right away to the other end. Now I'm like, it's constant, so it's a bit harder.
So I guess that's when you learn about breath control and that sort of stuff, so you know how to pace yourself for freestyle.
Well, that is advanced.
Yeah,
I'll learn that in the future, probably. You can teach me.
Yeah, definitely, right? Will we? When are we going swimming next?
Oh,
tomorrow?
Yeah, let's go tomorrow.
So you just came back from tennis, right?
Yep.
And you said you ate a meal before coming here after tennis. When was your last meal before that?
I actually didn't eat anything before that.
Oh, wow. So that would have been what, like more than 12 hours?
I'd say I probably last ate at like 10 or 11 last night.
Oh,
and
wow.
I ate, my first meal after that was at like 6 p.m. today. So that's like, what, like 18 hours?
Yeah, that's a really long time.
Yeah.
So are you practicing this type of fasting thing?
I don't know. Like, I think it's sort of a habit that's come around over time. Like, I don't really mean to fast or not eat during the day. I just don't feel hungry, you know? And, I've heard that it's good for you. I think it's called intermittent fasting.
Yeah. I've heard a bit about that. Well, I don't personally do that. I just eat my normal three meals a day.
Yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Yeah.
And, I know about not to snack that much. I mean, because snacking, you tend to eat more and that sort of stuff, and you tend to eat more unhealthy stuff.
Yeah.
So I avoid that, but I've never really tried fasting before.
They say they're, like, pretty good health benefits, you know? Like, you know, if you want to lose weight, then, you know, you try intermittent fasting. Yeah.
So have you lost any weight due to fasting?
I haven't lost weight, but I haven't gained any weight.
Okay, that's a good part.
Well, I don't know if that's good, because I'm a teenager. We're still in puberty. We're supposed to grow, you know?
So we've pulled out a article from health.harvard.edu, and it says to consider a simple form of intermittent fasting and to limit the hours of days when you want to eat, and for the best effect, make it early in the day, between 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. or even 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but definitely not in the evening before bed. So basically, I think it's telling us to eat early in the day.
I mean, those hours are pretty lenient, you know? That's not even that bad. Like, you get to eat for, like, what, like, 8 hours, 12 hours a day? That's pretty normal.
That's just basically pushing back breakfast and pushing forward dinner, right?
I mean, yeah, so it says 7 a.m. to, like, what, 3 p.m.?
So having dinner at 3 p.m., that might be a bit weird.
Or you don't eat dinner, you just eat lunch.
A big lunch.
Yeah. And that's not too bad, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, yeah, we should give that a try. Well, I should give that a try. You've tried it many times already.
Well, actually, I eat later in the day, and they say you shouldn't eat too late, you know?
Yeah, they say avoid snacking or eating at nighttime all the time.
I'm pretty guilty of that. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, I normally don't eat anything after dinner, so...
Really?
Occasional ice cream, cough, but just... I try to not eat before bedtime, and because I can't sleep on a full stomach. I kind of feel bloated and it's not a good feeling sleeping on a bad full stomach for me. So at school, I guess you've got the normal subjects, right? What's your favorite subject or topic you do at Onyang High?
I think it really depends on the teachers, but in general, I like science. Math and Chinese. So basically everything I do.
That's great. In science, what's your favorite thing you've learned, or what's a cool thing?
Well, I feel like we don't really learn that much, if I'm honest. it's a party in those classrooms. Recently we learned titration, and that was really fun. No.
Did you do any cool experiments?
Yeah.
So, Lee, you're a top student at school, so can you give us some advice, especially to our young listeners, about how to be good at school? How do you keep passionate? How do you keep focused?
Oh, Well, I am a pretty top student, but I think you've asked the wrong person because I procrastinate, and I guess I'm like everyone else. I'm not that special, really.
Well, everyone procrastinates. So.
Yeah, I try to do my work. I try to listen in class. You know, write some good notes, and last minute revision is what I'm all about. You know.
Yeah, that cramming. Five,
I don't know. I
exam.
Think my strategies must be really well because, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, for me, I find cramming sometimes. I forget most of the things I cram, so I kind of avoid cramming personally.
Yeah.
But it works for some people.
Yeah, it works for me. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, if it works for you, then, you know, you do you.
That's great. So, Lee, you said you were interested in science. Have you noticed that the New Zealand Nobel Prize winners, the New Zealand Nobel laureates, were all in science? They were all awarded prizes in science.
Yeah. That is, you know, I guess we're just an island of, you know, smart little scientists, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. So the most recent Nobel laureate was Alan MacDiarmid, and he was a New Zealand-born American chemist and was one of the three recipients of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 2000. So, do you know who the other two are? MacDiarmid is the most recent Nobel Prize winner.
Well, actually, I do, because the paper in front of me has has those names, Maurice Wilkins and Ernest Rutherford.
Yeah, that's great. Wilkins won a prize in physiology and medicine in 62, and the first ever New Zealand Nobel Prize winner, Ernest Rutherford, won the prize in 1908 for chemistry.
Hmm.
So do you know what he won it for, Rutherford?
Well, we talked about this earlier. He won it for, the atom?
Yeah,
you know.
Exactly. He did a lot of things. The thing he won the prize for was actually, I think, kind of being the founder of radioactivity. Other notable findings Rutherford found were things like the actual structure of an atom, how it has protons, neutrons, electrons, and many other things.
Yep, what I've learned basically in chemistry.
Yeah. So basically Rutherford was one of the kind of leaders in modern chemistry and physics.
Yeah. Oh yeah, isn't Rutherford on the New Zealand 100 note?
Yeah, he is. A lot of people actually, I find, don't know much about Rutherford. They know about, say, Edmund Hillary, who is on $5 note. But yeah, it's just quite interesting that people don't know much about Rutherford. They might know about some of his findings, like the atom and that sort of stuff. They don't know who found it.
Well, you know, not many people have, you know, $100 notes flying around.
True. Lee, how much do you know about Rutherford?
Honestly, I don't know that much. Just learned about him just now, to be honest.
What if we leave you with a little task, right?
Sure.
How are you feeling for kind of reading a bit about Rutherford over the next month and coming back to us and our listeners? Kind of educating us, telling us about Rutherford, discussing about his life, his findings, and that sort of stuff.
Sure.
Are you up for that?
Sounds good. Let's do that.
Awesome. So, we're running out of time for this show. So if you want to listen to any of my other shows, please visit my website, www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. That's QUEST-IS-FUN.org.nz/youthvoices.
How long did that take you to practice?
Well, I've done this for how many? A long time. So, yeah, a couple of years. So, I've practiced that phrase a lot.
You've had a while to,
to perfect that. Anyways, thanks a lot, Lee, for coming on my show today.
No problem. It's been a pleasure.
And I guess we'll see you next month, right? You're going to talk about Rutherford and some of his work.
Yep.
Some science.
Yep, sounds good.
And we're all looking forward to that. Thanks once again, Lee, and thanks to all our listeners out there. Have a great month. Bye.
Oh, that unison bye. Oh, that was good.
Join me again for another exciting program next month on the first Wednesday at 2:10 p.m. or listen anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/youthvoices or listen to the archive on my website www.questisfun.org.nz/youthvoices. Youth Voices.